Chapter 2. The Mysterious Case of Vitamin D. If the legendary detective Sherlock Holmes was instead a scientist, undoubtedly he would have been fascinated by the strange case of vitamin D. Vitamin D is an imposter. It is disguised as a vitamin. Not only that, its value is cloaked in mystery. While we know what it does, we have little evidence of its actual effect. There really is only one thing about this substance that we know for certain. Everybody needs it, and many people need it a lot more than they're getting in their diet. At one point, I was with three colleagues from Harvard Medical School on a long flight to Singapore, where we were to teach a postgraduate medical course. These three distinguished professors represented the specialties of cardiology, oncology, and nephrology. During our conversation, I asked them if they were taking any vitamins. Two of them told me that the only vitamin they took was vitamin D3. The third doctor, the cardiologist, said that he didn't take any vitamin D, but he felt quite healthy and therefore didn't feel he needed it. I responded to him that I took 2,000 to 4,000 IU, international units, a day, and implored him to see his primary care physician and have his vitamin D3 level checked as soon as we got back to Boston. A few days after our return, he called and, with some surprise in his voice, told me, "Guess what? My vitamin D3 level was undetectable." He immediately began taking 50,000 IU per week for 12 weeks and now takes 2 to 4,000 IU every day. Vitamin D, also called the sunshine vitamin, is the latest hot new thing in medicine. This once-staid substance is suddenly at the center of a large amount of speculation and research. There have been many intriguing results of studies linking a vitamin D3 deficiency to a great variety of illnesses, from depression to cancer, although as yet there is very little causal evidence. Conversely, it may also offer protection from a range of other illnesses, from the flu to heart disease. Many doctors now recommend that their patients, especially those patients at high risk for a deficiency, including women at menopause, dark-skinned veiled women, people with multiple fractures, pregnant or breastfeeding women, and those with inflammatory bowel disease and celiac disease,